Have you ever made a food concoction, like something you had when you were younger that you were like, I thought this was normal. Everybody ate all this together. 312-946-4995. I'll tell you why.
Real fun afternoons. The Scotty K Show on US 99.
Have you ever heard of road bread? Okay, road bread. So Matt Stell, he was in his car and he was stopped at a gas station and his wife started videotaping. She's like, what are you doing? What are you making right now? And he was taking this piece of cornbread and he was breaking it up and putting it into like a plastic cup, like a solo cup. She's like, what is happening? And then he pulls out this carton of milk and pours the milk into the cup. And she's like, what kind of cereal is this? He goes, it's not cereal. It's road bread. That's what I make, cornbread. You fill it with milk and he started eating with a spoon like it was cereal. He's like, I ate it my whole life. It's road bread. And I was like, cornbread and milk would probably actually be pretty good, but I've never heard of anything like that kind of concoction. But I do think that a lot of people have these like concoctions that they grew up eating and nobody else may have ever done it. However, it's something that's very normal in their life. Like, for example, when I was growing up, we used to eat something called mishmash. That's what we called it. And what it was, essentially, it was my mom would make meatloaf. And then I would take mashed potatoes, corn, and ketchup and mash it all together and make this big mishmash. And I loved it. I ate it any chance I could. So that was
too bad.
No, it was delicious. But nobody else, if I said I couldn't order mishmash at a restaurant, right? Like nobody else knows what that is. Did you have anything like that growing up?
Tomatoes, and I still do it to this day with mustard and ketchup on them.
You eat tomatoes with mustard and ketchup?
Yeah, I have a whole tomato and I slice it in, you know,
Do you have a name for it?
I don't.
See, that's the key to this. I think it's got to have a name, like road bread or mishmash.
Well, then we got to think of a name for it.
Okay, we'll have to workshop that. But what I want to know right now is, what was the concoction you ate growing up that you're like, I think this is totally normal, and like nobody else has ever probably heard of it, like road bread or mishmash, like I told you. All right, Ken, what was your homemade concoction that you got?
Frito-Lay's chips in my Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Oh, that's solid right there. Yeah. Did you call it anything, though?
Chip Bioli? Yeah.
That's pretty funny. All right. Fritos in the Chef Boyardee. Appreciate that. US 99. Who's this? Kathy, what was the name of your food concoction?
I don't know that we had a name for it, but my dad used to make us radish sandwiches.
Radish sandwiches? So what was on it other than just radish on bread?
Buttered bread, sliced radishes, and some salt. That was it. And they were delicious. I still eat them today.
Really? Do other people think they're delicious or just you?
Fair. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, fair. And it's just, it was a normal part of your life. I get it.
Yes,
awesome.
It
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, Paul. Paul, what was it called?
Cookie mush.
Cookie mush. And so what was that consist of?
It's something I've been eating since I was a kid. I guess my aunts and uncles, sisters started it. It's vanilla wafers crumbled up in a tall glass. With milk.
Cookie mush. Yeah, I'm in.
One spoon at a time.
I never had it before, but it sounds delicious. I'm in. Thank you. These are awesome. If you're on hold, stay right there. You can also text 312-946-4995. And like I said, now you are 3 minutes away finding out how to get those Dierks Bentley tickets after Sam Hunt.